Hello and welcome to the BFBS podcast, Mav Geeks, a military aircraft obsession, with me, Jamie Gordon.
And me, Ginny Carlin. It is like an amuse-bouche of aviation. Get me a picky tea of planes, and I love a picky tea. Where us two nerds get to speak to the experts, geek out a little bit, pretend we're cool. Well, you know how it is.
Now, after a collective 45 years, 45 years of working for BFBS, we are so lucky to have got up close and personal with some amazing aircraft.
I feel so old. Now, Jamie, how has your aviation week been so far?
Well, I've been looking with interest and not a little horror, actually, at some of the footage that's come from a couple of aircraft that were flying into the hurricane that hit Florida, one of which was the National Ocean and Atmospheric Administration aircraft. And it was terrifying that stuff was flying all over the place, and that this is what these guys do for a living in order to make predictions and provide information so the weather people can provide a more accurate forecast about the likely outcome of these horrible events to the population who's going to be affected by.
Do you know, I was watching Flight Radar, watching the news, hearing the guys from, I mean, I think the abbreviation is like NOAA, isn't it? The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But also seeing the crews from the 53rd Weather Reconnaissance Squadron, the Weatherbird. Can you remember last year when I was at REAC 23 and I got to speak to them and I was like, it must be the scariest thing ever. And they were like, well, it is, but it's actually quite peaceful in the middle of, in the eye of the storm. But sometimes getting there is another story. So, I mean, the Weatherbird obviously is a jacked up C-130. The NOAA aircraft is a Lockheed Orion, 49 years old, shaking and shimmying all over the place. So as Mav Geeks, we've got to take our hat off to the absolute skill of these guys going into the eye of the storm to, like you say, get the data to tell people when to evacuate their homes, for people to know what's going on. What an absolute privilege to be able to see them actually doing what they do best, but like you say, in the most dire of situations.
Absolutely an amazing, amazing thing to do. Also in the past week, we've been so lucky. We got to chat with Lieutenant General Kenny from the Royal Canadian Air Force, which you'll hear later on in this series of Mav Geeks, because we were looking at the 100th anniversary of the Canadian Air Force and how they've been marking it in the last few months. And he also managed to run down in its entirety in massive, comprehensive detail about the upscale of the Air Force across the board in the next few years. It was fantastic.
Just incredible. But I really got the sense that Lieutenant General Kenny was a proper Av geek stroke Mav geek. He loved talking about it. And I don't know if you remember me saying to him about the Aurora. So the Aurora is an aircraft that the Royal Canadian Air Force are phasing out. It's a really, really old aircraft. And when I spoke to some members of the Royal Canadian Air Force at REAC this year, one lady, Colonel Maggie Jacula, She'd been an engineer on it, and I think she'd like was saying it was basically held together by bits of tape, you know, after a little while. But what an absolute fantastic aircraft. And the Aurora, been here all week, Jamie. Honestly, I've been out Aurora spotting. This week, there must have been some amazing views from aircraft passing over North America in the last week.
And, you know, just an incredible amount of detail from the general. And like I say, you'll be able to hear that in a future episode of Mav Geeks. Anyway, let's get back onto this week's programme. What's the weather been like in Canada, Jenny?
It's been absolutely glorious, Jamie. About 24 degrees this week. A really nice autumny nip in the morning and the evenings, but through the day, you know, you don't even need your cardi on.
That's the thing with Canadian weather. It really doesn't know its A from its E, does it? So it's so changeable.
It'll be snowing next week.
it's not been great here in the UK. So why don't we go back to the summer, to July, when we decided to take a road trip together to RAF Coningsby. You happen to be over in the UK. We're quite close to where it was. And we decided we'd go and visit the Spotters of Coningsby. I mean, I know there's got to be downsides to every job, but name a downside to that?
You see, I would have loved to have flown, Jamie, but I have no attention to detail. So I don't think the two would have necessarily gone very well together, you know.
Yeah, I tried. I'm colourblind. They knocked me back, but never mind. Actually, I don't think I would have been good enough. I've flown gliders, and I've been in a fast jet, and actually, I know I can't do what he's doing. Refuse collection
a refuse
vehicle.
Collection. It's just 10 minutes to come and watch the planes. If you've not had your bins emptied around Coningsby, I do apologise, but there are typhoons taking off, so, you know, takes precedent.
And they just keep coming.
Aaron, Jenny, Amelia and Robin. We're from Ipswich. Just finished holiday on Tattershall Lakes. We're on our way home, so just thought we'd stop by.
I stayed at Tattershall Lakes. It's really nice, isn't it?
It is. It's the second time we've been there.
Yeah.
Loads for the kids.
And you're right at the end of the runway.
Right at the end of the runway, yeah. So it was always something to see and do. And yeah, we're now heading back, get some food in Boston, and it's been good. It's been a good trip.
So would you say you were kind of on the spotter scale before this holiday, or is this...
We've been to this car park before. We'll do it when we're out and about.
Yeah.
But we love the planes. Yeah. We'd sit here all day if we could, but yeah. Two hungry children, so run out of snacks.
Actually, Jamie, that's a really good idea. I need snacks
you
too.
Yes. Indeed.
And what is it, do you think, that brings you to see the aircraft? What is
the
it?
Noise. The noise.
Yeah.
The noise and the speed, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
How do you feel when you see like the typhoons coming? Because obviously it's a proper rib rattler, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it makes me feel slightly, I don't know if about emotional, but it makes me feel quite overwhelmed when I see them. Is that the same for you?
Yeah, it's quite an experience to watch. It's not something you see every day, so you have to enjoy it and make the most of when you're here, for sure.
Can we just chat to you for a minute?
Cost you a tenner.
You got any money on you?
No, not a bean. Not a bean.
You have to be free cards. Then, right, okay.
Oh yeah, I do. Yeah.
Sorry.
Bank cards.
So, I'm Ginny. This is Jamie. What are your guys' names?
Dave.
Remy.
Dave.
Oh, two Daves.
Two Daves.
So, is this a regular occurrence for you to be here watching the aircraft? I'm guessing with the size of this camera, Dave, that for you it is.
Yeah. I've come quite often again now. I've not been for a long time, but for the last few weeks I've been coming up quite regularly here every day.
And what is it that draws you?
I just love the sound and the roar. And taking pictures, obviously, and then put them on Facebook. But yeah, it's just seeing the pilots, just everything about the place. It's great. Just love it.
Excellent. And now, Dave and Remy, why are you here? Has Dave called you along to come? Or
No, I'm on holiday over at Tattersall.
Okay. So you've seen loads of aircraft actually at Tattersall as well?
Yeah, you can see them over there, yeah. I'll come up especially for this, and Dave come up
for the night.
Come and see us.
I might even stay overnight. Yeah.
Hey, you fancy?
It's a real experience, isn't it?
It is, because there's not many places nowadays you can go and get something like this that people can enjoy, and the pilots are brilliant as well. I mean, a lot of them wave to you when you're standing on the fence line taking photos, or even to the kids, which is great for the kids. You know, it's lovely, and it's a good atmosphere. There's lots of people. You never get any problems. So yeah, that's one reason I enjoy it as well. Just come and enjoy a day out. It's good. It's really good.
I'm trying to explain to people, Dave, that when the pilots wave with the two fingers, it's not actually a wave.
Well, I've never seen them do that one. But I do the other way, yeah. Do the rock chick one. But no. Most of the pilots are brilliant. You can... Sometimes they'll come and you'll have banter down at the bottom end as well with them. I've seen that as well. So when I've been down with the Battle of Britain guys down there, they've actually come across and spoke to people as well. So again, it's just nice. It's just PR as well for the RAF, isn't it? So it's all good stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what we like.
Rob, you've got some technology going on here. What's all this about?
Well, I'm using my scanner to pick up the aircraft and whatnot on the band, so we can tell what's coming in and what's going out. And using my iPad with ADS-B exchange to track them all as well, so we can see where they are. So it gives us an idea as to what's coming in, what's going out, that kind of stuff.
And at the moment, nothing's going in or going out because it's lunchtime.
Yeah, it's lunchtime, basically. Yeah, it's lunchtime. So everything's come back as far as we're aware. I don't know, I think it'll be about half an hour and they'll all start going back out again, I suppose, once they've had their dinner.
How did you get into this? What's your aviation background?
I was born in a place called Coventry, near an airport, Coventry Airport, and when I was a kid, they used to hold air displays and it fascinated me, and it all started from there, really. And I just grew up around aircraft and I've liked them ever since, to be fair, and I still do now.
So how often do you come to Coningsby then?
We usually come at least once a year. We don't come like all the time because, I mean, we live quite far away. But like this is our first time this year, but we know when we come here there's always going to be action anyway.
Get the tech out, get the gear out, get the old flight radar going.
Get the food going as well, and get all the drinks going. But we love it up here. It's great. You know, we either come here or go to RAF Lakenheath as well. Sometimes go to Lakenheath.
Somewhere we need to go, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, we've seen some seriously nice takeoffs today. Does that happen all the time? I mean, I know you're only here once a year or so, but
as far as I'm aware, they do. Yeah. I mean, most of the time it's just sort of like straight climb outs, but we do get the occasional unrestricted takeoff, as they call it, where they open up the burners and they climb vertically. So
what a job, eh?
Oh yeah, definitely. I wouldn't mind doing it.
Do you for 1 minute about why you're here? Is that right? Yes. And also, I've got to be completely honest with you.
Yeah, she saw the car first.
I'm an MX-5 fanatic.
All right, okay.
So there we are. Yes, and
so
just,
why haven't you got one?
I've not got it here.
That's all right.
No, I've got the work car.
All right.
So, mine's a lot older than yours. So,
we've been there.
Have you?
Yeah, we had an older one, didn't we?
We've had four, I think.
So let's talk to you about planes, because, sorry,
right,
Jamie.
We know nothing about planes. Education.
We just like watching them.
And can we just have your names, sorry?
Yeah, John and Maureen Holmes.
And you've come far today?
We live in Nottinghamshire. So, place called
Cromwell Workshop. So.
Oh, right.
Cromwell Bishop.
So, yeah. So, well, no, it was just a case of we thought, we haven't been here for quite a while, and we thought, let's come and have a look.
It's a decent day, so we thought.
We did think of going to Waddington, but thought the Red Arrows probably might have a day off today because they've been busy this weekend.
Flying over us, I think. We've gone from Chesterfield and flying around East Midlands, weren't they?
They did.
They do that, don't they? Yeah.
It's just enjoyable to come and watch them.
Yeah, on a nice day, you know.
It's a spectacle, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, that's it.
Without doubt. Yeah, enjoyable. Really is. And, I think it's a case of, we've always been interested in planes, right? Because obviously the other base is Lossiemouth.
Yeah.
And we can remember going up there.
Yes, that was great.
In about 1977. And going on the beach, which you could, I don't know if you can anymore, but the planes would come in and there were Shackletons.
Oh, wow.
You know, you just, that day,
That's an MX-5, by the way.
You're learning.
That's a Mark II, though.
It's yellow as well.
Anyway,
Shackletons. I got a guided tour around a Shackleton, which is at the Newark Air Museum, by a guy that flew it.
Oh, wow.
And the Shackleton is my age, which was 56. Yeah. And that was a real treat. But Lossiemouth, the jets in mid-70s, must have been Phantoms, or...?
All we saw was Shackleton. And it's weird them coming in with their props.
Mm. Yeah.
And they're silent. You're suddenly there going, hang on, what's keeping this up in the air? Because there's no noise off them, other than literally, obviously, the momentum they've got.
And, of course, they're direct descendants of the Lancaster bomber as well.
So. Yeah. Yeah, so from that, I mean, yes, we've been here more than once. We tend to bring visitors here.
Yeah.
We've got, because
it's a good show, isn't it? It's a good show. And I think, we were talking to some people who were saying that there's a Tuesday club of all the spotters that come together. I mean, I'm just taking it you guys aren't quite in that club, but you're sort of mini spotters at the moment, So it's quite nice that there's people of all different stages in their spotting journey,
and you're not on your own. Look at the car park, it's absolutely full.
In fact, it's quieter than we've known it. You come sometimes, it's literally find a space. Really is.
Can I just have your name really quickly?
Tim Brown.
Tim, where have you come from?
Derby.
From Derby, right, okay. How often do you come over?
Well, this is only my third trip to Coningsby, but I normally tend to go to the Mac Loop. normally set off about 4 in the morning.
Right.
Get up there for about 7 and set up camp on the hillside. And then we spend the whole day there. Some days it's like nothing happening. Other days fantastic.
Because my ex account is just littered with people who go up to the Mac Lube and spend their days just as you've described.
Yes, no, it's brilliant. I mean, even if there's no planes, the scenery is just stunning. You know,
it is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I know the answer to this question. I'm going to ask it anyway. What's the motivation?
It's just the noise, the speed. It's fantastic.
That's why we're all here. Yeah,
yes, exactly. You know, it's just brilliant. You know, you can't. I can't think of a better thing to come and watch. You know, it's so good.
How often do you do it? How often do you drive over from Derby? I know you've said you've only just come here, but...
Oh, it's only our third trip to Coningsby.
Right, but for the Mac Lube, how often would you go there?
Probably about once a month.
It seems to have a right little community, though, at the Mac Lube.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know, you tend to get to know other people who've been up there before. Mm. So it's, if you've got some spare time, get up there. And if they're flying through, fantastic.
Do you have an aviation background at all? Do you fly, or did you ever want to? Or
no, I mean, probably would have liked to have flown, but yeah, I've had to go in a couple of Cessnas and microlights and stuff like that. But no, I mean, to be doing this as a job in peacetime, anyway, amazing, amazing, yeah, yeah. So no, I think it's not a bad time, a way of spending a day occasionally.
So, obviously, we're here to see the Typhoons today. If you got to the Mac Lube, you see all sorts of aircraft. Yes. Have you got a favourite? Does it have to be the Typhoon?
I think probably one of the best aircraft that used to go through the Tornado. Yeah, it takes a bit of beating. But
Jamie are like, beating our chests at that one, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, but no, I like anything going through there, from the Hawks, Texans, anything that flies through there, it's nice to watch them go through the loop.
It's quite nice to watch, as they used to, the Hercules go through as well.
Yeah, exactly.
The big heavies used
definitely.
To go.
Definitely.
Yeah. No, there's plenty to go and see up there.
Do you know what? Great memories of a fantastic day with the RAF Coningsby Spotters. I need to go back to talk about Dave and Remy, who were there.
And it was Dave that had no shirt on, right? I've got the right threesome.
Oh, my gosh. So, Jamie, we were like stood there going, oh, my gosh, they look really tough. We don't really want to go and like bother them because they might shout at us or something. And we literally walked past them and I was like straight in because I just thought, oh, I'll just be a bit cheeky and go and chat to them. And they were the nicest guys ever. And can you remember I went to the chippy and I got like extra chips and stuff because the chippy was closing. So I went back and like unfed Dave and Remy. I didn't like put the chips in the mouth like a mother bird, something like that. That's just weird. But I just went back and gave them loads of chips and stuff. And we kept seeing them throughout the day. They were really cool, weren't they?
Yeah, that was their fee for the interview.
And can you remember the guy with the MX-5? And I was just like, Jamie, I don't care why they're here. We're just going to go and talk to them to look at the car.
It was at that point I just butted out. I just thought, MX-5, you're just a complete nutter on these cars. And, you know, I quite like them, but they're not all that.
Save yourself, Jamie. Anyway, but a great day with the spotters at RAF Coningsby. We've kind of gone from that old school group of spotters to right up to the present day and for the future. I got to chat to a lady called Polina a little while ago. Now, Polina is an influencer on TikTok and she's got a couple of 100,000 followers. So she's all about the aviation, like us. I wouldn't say she's an expert, but blooming heck, she loves her aircraft. So here's me and Polina catching up. If you want to catch her, she's at Life Abroad 1. Hi, Polina. It's so nice to have you with us today. Thank you so much for joining us here on Mav Geeks. I just need to ask, how did your interest in aircraft and aviation start?
Technically, let's start right from the beginning. I was traveling a lot when I was younger, when I was a kid. And my most favorite part of traveling was actually flying. So I would say I got an interest into aircrafts from there. And every time I went on vacation, I was just looking forward to flying, not even the vacation itself, but just flying. And somehow after some time, I was traveling a lot with my family and I started downloading different apps, tracking my flights, saving everything. And then I found out about the app called Flight Radar 24. And it completely changed everything, you know, like my whole perspective, because I knew that from now on, I can actually track all of my flights, not only mine, but in general. I can just like open it and look into it. And yeah, that's how I became completely crazy about aviation. Every time I see a plane flying above me, I'm always trying to guess where it's going. And, you know, and that became an obsession. I became an AV geek. Yeah, so basically that's how it all developed.
Awesome. I do think that Flight Radar is like the Candy Crush for us AV geeks. And I think quite a few of us have wasted quite a few hours of our lives and sleep in looking at Flight Radar. So you say about aircraft, is that like a general... oh my gosh, I just love aviation, or are there specific aircraft that you look for?
In general, I just love planes, like all of them. But of course, there was one specific plane that I was going crazy about, and it is A380.
All right,
you know,
okay.
Like a double-decker plane. Yeah, it's a commercial airplane. So just because it's quite rare to see them, especially... before I moved to London, I rarely saw them at the airports, nowhere. Sometimes I was lucky enough when I was able to see it flying above my garden at my childhood house. So, but that rarely happened. But I was always like crazy to see A380, like stand close to it. And every time I was at the airport and I saw it, it was just like a, I don't know, like a celebration or something. The best day of my life probably was when I actually saw it. When I saw people boarding it, and I was just like, wow, that's huge, enormous. So A380 was my favorite aircraft of all times for a very long time, until I started seeing it like often in London.
Well, you'll be seeing a lot more of them in London, I would imagine, than you perhaps did before. So, you know, you'll be celebrating an awful lot. And it is an absolute beast of an aircraft, isn't it?
It is.
Excellent. So we just spoke a little bit about London. Is Heathrow the place that you would want to go to most to plane spot?
Yes, I would say, because when I go specifically for plane spotting, it's usually Heathrow. I guess other airports are fine as well. I think like even Gatwick Airport has a good view for the runways. But my favorite one is Heathrow because it's easy to get there and it's an absolute paradise. There's a place called Myrtle Avenue, and it's actually a world famous location. If you see an aviation lover going to London, then they're probably going to visit this area. It's like, yeah, it's like a sightseeing just for people loving planes. And there you can see all of the airplanes landing. Of course, it depends on the runway schedule and the wind blowing direction. But usually it's like one of the most popular places because there is a small field. You can sit down, you can have a picnic there and watch all of the planes flying right above you. So yeah, usually Heathrow because yeah, it's just unique.
I mean, I think like you say, you're pretty much guaranteed to see an awful lot of aircraft, no matter the conditions at Heathrow. We go to these places to be with our tribe, really, don't we? Absolutely brilliant. Now, as a MAV geek, as a military aircraft geek myself, as well as an AV geek, I have to ask, do you have a favourite military aircraft?
Well, actually, I do.
Oh.
This summer, when I visited a military aviation show called Royal International Air Tattoo, this was probably the first time I was able to see all of the big military, or in general, all of the military aircraft so close. And I knew about some of them, especially B-52, Stratfortress. I don't know. It's just huge. And it's amazing. It amazes me how it's flying. And just, I don't know, something is special about that plane. It can fly a long distance. The history of it, that it was supposed to be a nuclear bomb aircraft, I guess, something like this. So yeah, and I was able to see it so close and it was amazing. It was really huge, enormous, and I was just standing and staring at it and reading all of the facts about this. Yeah, that's the first plane. And there is another one that amazed me. I never saw a fighter jet before, like never. Or maybe I saw it somewhere far away from the distance, but this time I was standing like right above where it's flying. So it was absolutely amazing. And I fell in love with fighter jets, especially Eurofighter Typhoon.
Okay.
Well, I got so scared when I heard the noise because I wasn't expecting it. Like, people were telling me, be careful, take earplugs and everything. But I just wasn't expecting it to be so noisy. And it was amazing to see how it was breaking the sound barrier when it was flying. So I guess these two aircrafts, like military aircrafts, are the one that I'm just like, every time I see them, I'm just like, wow, that's so cool. That's amazing.
Awesome. Well, I was at Riyadh as well this year and I saw the B-52. And when it flew in, I think I was saying to some friends of mine, it was almost like a pterodactyl coming in. It was just so big. And just what an amazing plane. And like you say, just some of the most amazing Cold War history ever. And
yeah,
everybody in the UK loves the Typhoon as well. So I'm absolutely with you there. I was going to ask you, why do you think so many people are interested in aircraft? Because I know you've got a very successful TikTok account. You put reels on there. You put bits of film on there. And people seem to love it. And it's basically just a civil aircraft coming in and people seem to go mad for it. Well, I would go mad for it as well. But why do you think people are, it seems quite recently, do you think flight radar has a lot to do with people being more interested in aviation and aircraft?
I think, well, there are a few things that people tell me is the reason why they love airplanes. And I often see it in my comments on TikTok. That's because, first of all, planes can take you anywhere, which is, in general, like, amazing idea, thought that like you just board a plane and it can take you anywhere you want. So some kind of a what people weren't experiencing for a very long time. It's new, right, for us. Like it's a big step in evolution, or yeah, in general. So I would say that's something people love about airplanes. Also, it's flying. Like, I know people who understand physics, of course, understand that how it all works. But some people just look at the planes and they say, wow, it's flying. It's so huge. And that's like magic. And it's amazing. And I guess that's another reason, because we're used to see something like birds in the sky, right? But this is something we created and it's flying and it can take us again anywhere we want. So that's why people love it. Also, a lot of people love traveling. So actually, people that follow me are also the ones that love traveling and love flying. It's very much connected. It's like something that we weren't able to do for a very long time, just to get somewhere in a very short time, right? Like across the globe. So I would say these are the reasons why people love planes. And in general, I would say also connected to the flight radar. For me, it's every time I look up in the sky and I see a plane going somewhere, it's just like, I need to know where it's going, and I see the destination. I feel like, oh, that's amazing. These people are traveling here and these people are going there. So I think, yeah, no, just with flight radar, you know where it's going, and it's just like making it even better because you see the plane and you know like where it's heading to. And yeah, you know, like people on the plane are probably just like having the best time of their lives traveling somewhere. So yeah, I guess these are the reasons why people love planes. Yeah.
Excellent. Paulina, if people want to check you out on TikTok, where do they go to?
Well, my name is on TikTok. My name is A Girl That Loves Planes. You can find me easily. So very simple. Just type this and that's where you find all of the aviation content.
Cool. Thank you ever so much for chatting today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Interesting chat there with Paulina, the sort of, you know, new generation of spotters, if you like. And just to reiterate, she's on TikTok at LifeAbroad1. And that, believe it or not, is just about it for this edition of the podcast. Just before we go, if you do want to get in touch, if you want to send your thoughts, ask us questions, suggest people we want to talk to, then email us at mavgeeks@bfbs.com.
I'm so looking forward to bringing you next week a chat that me and Jamie have done with Tony Gaunt from Martin Baker, talking all about their escape systems. And I found this interview quite heartwarming, really, Jamie, just hearing how many air crew have been saved from those escape systems and how much that means to people like Tony Gaunt.
Yep, I agree with those sentiments. Although at this point, I would like to say, look out for me being completely humiliated by an expert in the ejection system.
Oh, and just before we go, don't forget Mav Geeks on Air on BFBS Radio every Tuesday from 6 p.m. UK time. You can catch it again at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Saturday.
See you next time.
Ta-ra!